Oh, we're glad you're here. Welcome to Whitewater Christian Church. We're going through a series right now that is about being defined, and it's about being defined as a community, you and me together, us together. And so we're going through a series right now as far as what Whitewater believes and who we are and who you're getting in with. So we've been just teaching down through our about page on the interweb, on the internet, on the Google machine. And so if you guys want to check that out, you're more than welcome to see what we believe. You're more than welcome to click on the teachings from past weeks. We've tackled things like Bible. We've tackled things like Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We've tackled things like our mission statement, Two Steps Closer. Was anybody here last week? Whitewater Christian Church is a community persistently moving the world two steps closer to Jesus, right? Now let me hear you say it. Two steps closer. Good. All right. All right. Well, you get the gist. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. So we've tackled things like salvation as well. And so now we're on unpacking how we move two steps closer together. And this first one, underneath these headings on the website, I think it unpacks us very well as far as who we are as a church and who we have grown into. And so this first one that we get to talk about this week on how we move two steps closer as a community is authenticity. Good. I'm really glad you guys all came on a Sunday morning to be bored out of your minds and to be non-participatory. Is that a word? It is now. I just made it. I made it. So authenticity, what is authenticity? Define a word with the word. I like it. So authenticity, there's a definition, there's a dictionary definition that should be on the screen at some point. Caleb, help me out, brother. Did I not load it in? Look at this. Authentic. It's an adjective. Anybody know that? Good. Well, let's unpack that. Authentic means of undisputed origin, genuine, made or done in the traditional or original way, or in a way that is faithfully resembles an original, based on facts, accurate or reliable. So what's the big deal about authenticity? Why would that be one of our core values here at Whitewater Christian Church? It's important to be real. What's that? With God and each other. And yourself. Any other reasons? You guys could teach this. You guys are teaching this. So authenticity is one of my favorite, I think, core values that Whitewater has and that Whitewater possesses. Because we have done a really good job here, for the most part, of not pretending that we're anything that we're not. We've done a really good job of not pretending that our, our feces does not have an odor. Okay? I think we've done a really good job of that. But for new folks that come in, for new folks, I think it doesn't take too long to understand that there's a real authenticity here. And that I think it's been trickling down through our people, through you, throughout these years. For anybody that has been with us since high school days, there's definitely a real raw nature to what we do here and how we live our lives out here and how we call you to live our lives out here. And why do we do that is because we see that stuff just represented in Scripture. So authenticity, let's go back to that definition again. I love this definition. Of undisputed origin. We could just preach a sermon on that, right? Genuine. made or done in the traditional way or original way or in a way that faithfully resembles an original. So we got done talking about salvation a few weeks ago. And under authenticity, it allows you experience, on our website, it says this. It allows you to experience the freedom to be who God wants you to be. Do you guys remember earlier or later in 2014 when we were teaching about your identity? And who Christ says you are, who Scripture says you are? What were some of those things? You are an overcomer. That's actually first on the list. Are my notes up on the screen? You are an overcomer. Anna taught, you are an overcomer. Anything else? You are forgiven. You are loved. You are a new creation. You are the body, a child of God. You are the body of Christ. Right? That's what Scripture says you are. That is what Jesus teaches you that you are. God created you in this way. God created you in His image. What was that definition? Faithful to the original? Genuine? So these things that God says you are, you are loved, you are freedom, you are an overcomer, you are forgiven, you are a new creation, you're a child of God, you are the body of Christ. All of these things is what Jesus speaks into every single one of our lives. And what's funny is we try to live some other way. We invent ways in which we can live. We invent little caveats in our lives that we will live out this way, and then we'll come to church, and we'll be different. We'll smile. I've been here 6.5 years. I've seen people come to church drunk. I've seen people come to church high. And if you think you're hiding those kinds of things, that's even funnier. That's something to laugh about, because there's really no hiding that. There's a vacancy there. There's just not a real authentic you that's being there. And so we try to make these little caveats in our lives of where our authenticity will extend to and where our authenticity will stop. And we do a good job of defining who we are. I'm Adam, I'm a musician. I'm Adam, I like tattoos. I'm Adam, I love to eat mass quantities of barbecue. Well, amen. And all of God's people said, amen. I'm Adam, I'm a father. I'm Adam, I'm a husband. And we define ourselves by a lot of different things, but we have a hard time with what God defines us as and with living in that authenticity. And what you need to understand is that God, from the very beginning of time, has never changed his view on you. You know that? God has never changed his view on you or how you have been created. Fearfully and wonderfully made. You were created in the image of God. These verses starting to ring true. God's never changed from the very beginning of time when he set this whole earth in motion. And he speaks these things, these authenticity-giving statements like, you are an overcomer, you are a child of God, you are a new creation, you are loved, you are forgiven, and you are my body here on earth. He speaks those things into you. And so authenticity that God gives us, the authentic nature, the faithfully, what's the definition again? Let me see it again. I know, I've got it on my notes, but I love seeing it on the big screen. Of undisputed origin, made or done in the traditional or original way, or in a way that faithfully resembles an original. You resemble God. And so as we live out what these things that we had taught back a few months back of you are an overcomer, you're going to experience freedom. You are forgiven. You're going to experience freedom. You're going to experience freedom, but you're going to experience an authenticity that comes with that freedom. You're going to experience a new identity that comes with that authenticity. So, authenticity allows you to experience the freedom to be who God wants you to be. Rick Warren says it this way: pretentiousness repels, but authenticity attracts. And vulnerability is the pathway to intimacy. I never thought I'd once use a Rick Warren quote on this stage. I'm sure Saddleback's a good church. Rick Warren's a good dude, right? Anybody read Purpose Driven Life? Anybody read Purpose Driven Church? Purpose Driven Youth Ministry? Purpose Driven Taxes? He capitalized on this, make no mistake. But authenticity, the second one, allows us to share real life with real people. What does that mean? We talked about being real is a good thing, right? We talked about being authentic and not fake is a good thing, right? You guys tracking with me? Is anybody out there? So authenticity allows us to share real life with real people, and that's where it gets fun when we get to live it out with one another, you and me, because Christ did say that we are the body of Christ, right? And there are multiple times when I get to live out my faith and when I get to live out my portion of the body of Christ with those who aren't always authentic, those who come with a different agenda other than being real, those who will smile, those who will nod, those who know the right words, those who know very much the good things to say, the right things to say, but lack the authenticity. Authenticity allows us to share life with real people, real life with real people. Craig Rochelle, anybody know who he is? Pastor of Life Church TV. Kind of a funny name for a church, right? It's this big video campus, and they have video campuses all over the country, and Craig gets to teach to these people. Well, Craig wrote a book called Alter Ego that my wife's currently reading, and I started asking Darby and my wife, I said, so what does authenticity look like? Describe some Bible characters, you know, in the faith that resemble authenticity. And I think Darby had said, well, I don't know, all of them. And then we start kind of unpacking, oh yeah, you're right. I guess they all had a good form of authenticity. And so Craig Rochelle, in his book Alter Ego, says this: hypocrites, I don't even know how to say it in the Greek. Anybody know how to say the hypocrite in Greek? Joel, where are you at? Is Joel here? He's in Oregon. Well, there goes that. Imagine there's a Greek form of this word, because there is. But hypocrite, or hypocrites, hypocrites? Sure. The Greek word that we translate as hypocrite means literally an actor or stage player. In the tradition of ancient Greek drama, each actor played several different roles. They used different carved wooden masks for each of the various characters they were playing. Maybe you've seen the smiling, like the smiling and sad face, the kind of actor symbol that you see. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Maybe you've seen those. Alongside the frowning mask, and used as symbols for theater to represent drama in general. When an actor in ancient Greece needed to switch to a different character, he simply picked up a different mask and held it in front of his face. It was as simple as that. And then Craig goes on to say this: I think that many of us do exactly the same thing for each social circumstance we find ourselves in. We present ourselves in the best possible light, even if it's not honest, accurate, or authentic. We calculate who we think someone wants us to be, and then we select the appropriate mask to play the part for them. But it's only a mask. It's not who you really are. It's just who you are pretending to be. And so at Whitewater, we have, I would say people that do that. At Whitewater, we have people that probably do that in a different way than what you would be expecting me to teach on, but they would err to the side of spiritual superiority. They wear the mask of all the answers. They wear the mask of all the rules. They wear the mask of everything but love and grace and mercy, even though they would probably put it under that heading of And so you have people that put on those masks. And then the true heart, when you live in community with these people, you never see that person's true heart. You never see that person's. You never see that person's authenticity. You never see what God has done in their lives. You never see the forgiveness. You never see the trials that they've overcome. All you see really is the, well, I'm a new creation, and this is what God's done, and this is what you should do. And as other people coming in who don't know who Jesus is, which I hope there's some of you out there, and by the way, it's no mistake that you're here this morning. I'm glad you're here. But for those that would come in and will come in that don't know who Jesus is, and they start rubbing shoulders with people who wear masks of I've got all the answers and wear masks of this spiritual superiority, they're going to sniff it out real quick, aren't they? They're not going to see this authentic life. They're not going to be helped by by you not sharing your story and bearing your heart of your struggle of how you became and how you are becoming an overcomer. And that's the beauty thing. That's the beautiful thing about this whole community thing. That's the beautiful thing about this whole authentic thing. That's the beauty of us rubbing shoulders with one another and being in community with one another, is each of you have a different story to tell. Each of you have a different walk of life that you lived in or that you currently live in that is very beneficial for the person sitting right next to you, for the person sitting across the aisle from you, from the person sitting across the row from you. And when you choose to live out something other than authenticity, you're robbing the community. Not only are you robbing yourself, not only are you robbing God, you're robbing the community of people around you because no one knows you. Scott Edmund Miller, an author, says this: often misconstrued, authenticity is not about being an open book, revealing every detail of yourself without rhyme or reason. Okay? It is simply the act of openly and courageously seeing what needs to be seen, saying what needs to be said, doing what needs to be done, and becoming that which you are intent on being. Authenticity is not very much not this verbal vomiting on one another, this unloading. I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea thinking that we just have to wear everything out there on our sleeves, even though I do that as a leader, I think, a lot. So I'm sorry if I've displayed that and set that as the precedent. But it's not about this verbal purging of everything in our life that we've ever done and all this thing, you know, but there's a very much intentionality to our authenticity of saying what needs to be said, courageously seeing what needs to be seen, and doing what needs to be done, and becoming that which you are intent on being. And as Christ followers, as people who believe in Scripture and what the Word says, what are we intent on being? We are a new. That implies that there is an old, which isn't what we need to strive for anymore, right? Yeah, there's something different that Christ brings. There's something different that Christ does. And so authenticity isn't just this purging of all of us, all over those around us. But it's knowing when to use this real raw stories that God's given you. It's knowing how to be real with people when they need it most. It's knowing how to be what people need when they need you most. Sound good? Authenticity allows us to share real life with real people, and I think you guys are real people. Jesus spoke pretty highly against false people, didn't he? Should we read his words? Should we read his words when he spanks the hypocrites? Let's do it. Let's do it. In Matthew 23, 25 through 28, Jesus is speaking to the teachers of the law and the Pharisees. Really, you only see Jesus chewing people out like this. And these are some of the people that have all the answers. These are some of the people that have the spiritual superiority. These are some of the people that choose to not live in an authentic way, but choose to live a life ruled by law. And so this is what he says to him. He says, "Woe to you." I'm guessing he said it just like that. "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of your cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean." Woe to you. He said it again. "Teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites." He says it again. "You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside you're full of bones, the bones of the dead, and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." So Christ warns pretty sternly about that, doesn't he? How many times has "woe to you" been said in conversation? In your employment? This is a joke. I'm just going off the cuff here. I think God has said that quite a bit to me. "Woe to you." And it's interesting because the more I progress in this spiritual faith, this more I progress in this authenticity, this more I progress in moving two steps closer, God continually pounds this very hypocritical nature that I have into the ground. And he does that by putting me in community with you. Hypocrites. Is there a surprise that there's hypocrites in the church? If you're surprised by this, you shouldn't be. Is this really a surprise? There was like kind of a dead silence. You don't want to admit it. Okay, good. There are hypocrites in the church. There are hypocrites in your job. There are hypocrites that live in your house. There are hypocrites that drive alongside you on the road. And Jesus calls it out pretty plainly. He says, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Man, you look great on the outside. You got a lot of answers. You got a lot of rules. But the thing that you need, you don't have. You're dead inside. You're full of dead men's bones and wickedness. But hey, you look great doing it." And so we at Whitewater Christian Church, we get this call to not be that. We get this call to be overcomers. We get this call to be children of God. We get this call to be loved. We get this call to live as Christ lived and be mercy and grace and peace and forgiveness and hope for everyone around us, right? And how are we going to do that if we just look good playing the part? If we can't even be faithful to ourselves or faithful copies, reproductions of what God has done. How will we change the world and the community around us if we can't live in an authentic way? Is it possible? It is. We'll look pretty. We'll gather people around us that look pretty. And we'll change the world in a way that God never intended. And then we'll probably end up hating ourselves for it later down the road after we step back and see what we've done. But authenticity allows us to share real life with real people, and that's what we invite you to be today. We invite you to be real people. If you are here and you are one that has come lit up on alcohol, that's okay. We want to live life with you. We want to love you. But we want you to be real with us. If you're one that's come off of a nice bender or whatever your drug of choice is, and you're here and you are experiencing the sweet effects from that, I'm sorry that we didn't do strobe lights to give you a better show visually. We did kind of do a little bit of a liquid background for the worship words, so that may have tripped you out even more. But here's the deal, guys. We are glad you're here. We want to live life with you. We want to help you become a child of God. We want to help you become a new creation. We want to live life shoulder to shoulder with you, but we can't live life with you if you can't be honest with us. We can't help you if you choose to live outside of authenticity. I've seen us try to help people that choose to live outside of authenticity, and it goes for a good while. You'll have a good track record for a month or so, and then you just drop off the radar. And then you're gone. Hey, what happened to that one guy? Has anybody seen that one gal? And then the truth comes out. Oh, well, they're really bad into drugs, or they loved alcohol, or, you know, they were just really going through a really rough time in their family life. And those things are okay. But it's hard to know how to help you when we don't know what's going on in your life, in your world. So we get to live with one another in authenticity, and that's what we're calling you today to. Because when it comes to our last point of authenticity allows us to wrestle with tough questions and issues in an honest way, it's hard to seek for truth when we can't even be truthful with one another. Right? And as we wrestle with tough questions generally, it always, for us as people who love Jesus and who follow Jesus, it always goes back to Scripture, which we believe is truth, which we believe is God-breathed, which we believe is very beneficial to our lives and how we play this whole community thing out, how we move everybody two steps closer to Jesus. If we don't have authenticity with one another, it makes it really hard to find answers to questions together, doesn't it? Because you're bringing a falsehood, you're bringing a false perspective with you when you choose not to live an authentic life. You're bringing a mask with you instead of your real, raw nature as God intended. I think it just makes it hard to answer tough questions. But authenticity, together in unity, together as the body of Christ, if there's authenticity there, we're gonna wade through some swamps, aren't we? Question-wise. We're going to try to find the heart of God together in what Scripture says. We're going to wrestle with Scripture in an honest way, not a false way. Wouldn't it be awesome if God was a hypocrite and played games with us? No. So how does authenticity play out in your life right now? Are you one that compartmentalizes authenticity? Are you one that shows us your church you, your Sunday morning you, and then you got some sweet other life on the side? Are you one that comes here and loves to hear about grace and mercy and forgiveness and goes to your job and is just a seething troll? I'm guessing that laughter means, yes, that's me. Are you one that encounters people who needs your help and wants to know about the heart of God and is searching desperately for the heart of God, and instead of divulging any bit of your story of how God has pulled you out of this crap of a life that you lived and made you whole and made you a new creation? Are you one that skips that and just points to Scripture and says, just read that? To save face, to not talk about the gross parts that used to be you? Are we like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who got all the answers and are hollow inside and have nothing to offer? Are you one that's living authenticity right now? Are you ready to get honest? Are you ready to get real? Are you ready to be in community with one another in an authentic way? That's Whitewater. That's what you're here seeing. That's what you're here being a part of. And you guys are probably all across the board on that spectrum of things that I just got done talking about. And can I tell you that that's okay? I'm glad you're here. But there's a time to start. And there's a time to stop. And that time is now. Start being authentic. Stop living this falsehood. Stop living this hypocritical life. Woe to you. Woe to you. Start living as a new creation. Start living as an overcomer. Start living as a faithful reproduction of God. Start living to what He calls you to. And it starts with authenticity. Amen? God, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for bringing us together. We thank you for being a God of change. God, we thank you for not leaving us on our own. God, we thank you for the many stories that are in this room right now, the many hard roads traveled. God, I thank you for people that share those stories freely here. God, that share some of the embarrassment of where they've been, God, but celebrate, as we celebrate together, the joy of where they are now. God, and the creation that they are now. God, I thank you for the many stories that are in this room that have been lived out in authenticity in an authentic way that help me grow. God, that help all of us grow around us. God, I thank you for the authenticity that has been shared in community. God, the moments where we laugh and we cry with one another in an honest way, when pretense falls away, when there's not another mask to grab on the shelf, God, but we're just who we are. I thank you for those moments. God, I thank you for this church that you've given Laramie. And I thank you for the many people that come here every week, that gather throughout the week with a heart of finding who you are, with the heart of wrestling through tough questions with one another. And God, I pray that if there's been any pretense or falsehood or non-authentic living going on in the past, I pray that today is the day that it stops. God, I pray that today is the day that that new life starts. God, I pray that today is the day that Whitewater just grows in its authenticity tenfold. God, you tell us we're an overcomer. You tell us we are your child. You tell us we are a new creation. You tell us we are loved. You tell us we are forgiven. And together, God, you tell us we are the body of Christ. And that's your plan for humanity. And so, God, may we not live it out in the as the Pharisees had done. God, may we not just look good and be completely empty and filled with dead things on the inside, but God, may we be filled with life. May we be filled with that authentic life that you bring, that you created your creation with so many years ago. God, end our hypocrisy. We want to give that to you. God, grow our authenticity. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. God loves you. Do you know that? God wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. He wants the best for us. He wants the best for your entire family. He wants the best for your entire work force. He wants the best for all the people at Walmart, believe it or not. Not the employees, the shoppers. Okay? I have nothing against those employees are saints, okay? Anybody that would choose to work at Walmart is awesome. I hope the manager of Walmart's not sitting in here right now. But God loves you and he wants the best for you. And together as we grow, I am so excited to see where we're headed as a church. I'm excited to see where we're headed as the body of Christ. I'm excited to see where we're headed as we take Christ seriously. As we give the scripture the power that it's due. As we give time to prayer that's needed. As we give authenticity legs and an actual meaning here in this town and in this body. I'm excited to see what God's doing. And you guys are a part of that, and I thank you. Keep leaning into him, all right? All right? Okay. Awesome. Grace and peace, guys. Have a great week. Don't forget to check out some of the midweek stuff that we've got going on as well, all right? You'll be blessed by some of the studies that are going on and by some of the groups that are happening. Make that happen.